Good day, y'all. Good day, good day. Welcome to the Connect with Kelly show. This is where we connect, we collaborate, and we create together because, as I keep saying, if it's change we seek, let's be the change. And surprise, surprise, I'm Kelly, your host. Thank you so much for joining me, everyone. Thank you, BBS Radio, Don, Doug, Thomas, the whole BBS team. Thank you so much for all you do, and all my subscribers. Keep them coming. It's how we keep this train of connection and collaboration rolling. And of course, all of you listening now and in the future, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me today. And as I do, as I have been doing, I'm gonna share a quick, a few lyrics from a breadcrumb artist. And today, to me, he's a special breadcrumb artist. His name is Michael Bublé, and this song is called Feeling Good. And the lyrics go like this: Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Woo! Yes. And speaking of feeling good, isn't that what we all want? Isn't that what we all strive for? What we pay the big bucks for? But what if we don't feel good? And I mean physically. What if we don't feel good? You know, we've been talking a lot lately on this show and others about how essential it is in our ascension process to know pure, perfect peace energy. That's ascension, and how every beautiful, peaceful experience we create starts from within, from that sweet, heart-centered space. But I feel like it's hard to go within and find peace in a body that is consistently not feeling well, right? Here's something to ponder. What if experiencing chronic, I say chronic dis-ease in a physical vessel is really just an energetic imbalance on a cellular level, and it's being presented as a chronic medical condition? And we all know the current medical model doesn't help with that. You know, with energetic imbalances, that's kind of funny if we think about it. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It's been called the sick, it's being called the sick care model for a reason. And I feel Sting, he's got it right in his song, Let Your Soul Be Your Pilot. And when he says, when the doctor fails to heal you, when no medicine chest can make you well, when no counsel tends to comfort, just let your soul be your pilot. Let your soul guide you. He'll guide you well. And the soul, the spirit, it knows exactly what to do and how to heal and balance the body from within. The body knows how to heal, how to self-heal. So what if being in perfect peace energy starts with being fully energized and balanced in your body, with being healthy? And as a sweet soul sister of mine said just recently, merging with our true self starts with cleaning out our vessels. And, you know, clearings and command language can assist us with that, to be sure, which I highly recommend. That's what got me to where I am at this point. One of the ways. And I'm sure some of you feel like you've tried it all: doctors, diets, meds, supplements, programs, you name it. And may I point out, they're all outside yourself. You could wait around for the med bed rollout, but again, they're outside yourself. Or you could consider something that promotes the body's own natural healing process from within. And I've said it a number of times on my show. It's called NanoSoma. And in a previous episode, I shared my mom's NanoSoma success story after her COVID near-death debacle experience. So I won't go into that. I will say I started taking NanoSoma in August of 2021. So it was a while back. And I'm happy to say that my body now has the ability to self-heal. I don't take any pharmaceuticals. I don't take any supplements. And my body has literally never felt better. And I want to put a disclaimer here. I'm a very active person. I eat clean and I keep my body really fit. So NanoSoma doesn't replace a well-balanced diet, regular exercise, and of course, time spent out in nature. But it does give the body a divinely, how do I say it? A divinely brilliant assist, let's say. And when I say divinely, I feel it's not a coincidence that the key ingredients in NanoSoma, they're ancient earth byproducts, and they're brought forward at this point in our ascension cycle to remind the body of its optimal health blueprint. And I'll be gosh darned if Dr. Richard Presser of NanoSoma just happens to be here today to help us understand the profound nature of the substance that makes up NanoSoma. He is the founder and chairman of the Magic Dicol group of companies that distributes NanoSoma in the US, the UK, Europe, and Australia, and that has online stores to other countries. NanoSoma was developed by, and I don't want to bludgeon his first name, so he does go by Dr. PR Raghavan, and he shortens it up and he's called Dr. Raghu. So he developed NanoSoma and it's manufactured in Switzerland. So with that, Dr. Presser, are you with me?
Kelly, I am, and thank you for inviting me to join your show and to share a little information about these products, because it's really a family of three products in truth, not just the spray, but also the gel and the cream.
Right.
So that your audience can perhaps understand them a little better and relate to them a little better, and if they haven't engaged with them, to give them an opportunity, the individuals on the show and the products
Yeah, for sure.
to
Thank you.
get
Thank
together.
you. So
So,
first of
Kenny,
all, I
how would
just
you
wanted
like
to
to tackle this?
Yeah, well, I wanted to thank you for joining me today. It's such a pleasure to have you with us. And just before we start this conversation, I want to mention that you'll find all the links to learn more about NanoSoma and or purchase it at the bottom of my BBS program page, which is bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly. What I'd like to start with, Richard, is in a recent blog post on your website at MagicDicol.com, it referenced something called the conscious choice. And this is what it says. Body intuition thrives in a space of quiet, consistency, and care. Mindful eating, movement, rest, and the use of simple, effective wellness tools are part of the art. In a world that often encourages us to numb or ignore, choosing to listen is radical, and yet it's one of the most empowering shifts you can make because the body always knows. Sometimes we just need to get still enough to hear it. So, if you would, Richard, just maybe pretend like you're talking to a bunch of third graders. And first of all, just explain the intuitive nature of NanoSoma and, how it supports the body's, let's say, natural wisdom, its ability to recalibrate, to thrive, how it unlocks the body's full potential, if you would.
Sure. So let me begin by explaining what this is. Essentially, The product is a nanoemulsion of polycosanol. Now, most people will not know of polycosanol, but polycosanol is a very common ingredient in our unrefined foods. And perhaps the best way to grasp what it is if you think about a leaf and it gets rained on, you will know that the rain falls droplets and runs off. And that's because the leaf has a wax coating. That wax coating is polycosanol. So when I tell you that, you know polycosanol is all over the place. And was a component of our unrefined food, but as our food got refined, it got taken out. And the two most common sources for polycosanol to be used commercially, let's say, is unrefined sugar from sugarcane, known as jaggery or gur in Asia, or unrefined rice, the two most common sources. And people can hear nanoemulsion. Oh my God, it's a nano. The truth is, this is a natural nanoparticle because a small percentage of the natural polycosanol is in this nano form. So it's a natural nanoparticle. And I will tell you, this is a very special particle. Very early on, when I got involved, I got involved with these products in late 2019, just before the COVID drama began. And in early 2020, there was a fellow Aussie actually turned up on a conference call that we had, and she turns out her name is Lorraine Millen. Lorraine is a master intuitive. Many of you will perhaps have heard of medical intuitives. Lorraine has done that and still practices that to some degree. She's an energy healer, but she also works as a master intuitive. Some of you may know that Nikola Tesla would design complex machines. He designed power generation equipment and so on. He would design a complex machine, and he would actually be able to run it in his head, and he could visualize where it would wear, and so he would change the design and keep running it in his head until it ran perfectly, and then he would build it. That's a master intuitive at work. And so Lorraine has those kinds of skills. And so she turned up and she said, if I hold a bottle of nanosoma in my hand, I can see the DNA. I don't know what DNA is because I've never studied it, but I can see it. And she said, if there are any errors in the DNA, they get corrected. And if there's any interference with the DNA, it gets cleared. Now, we already knew this, so it was just very interesting to hear this coming from her. But then she quietly says towards the end, this particle does not come from here. And so, in that message is the fact that this particle brought the blueprint of our biology to this planet. Now, that might sound a little difficult to grasp or a little unlikely, but I have no doubt about it anymore. And when you understand how it operates in the body and you understand it well, you will begin to recognize what I've just said to you. This particle carries the blueprint of our biology. Let me may say something here very clearly. These products do not treat, heal, or cure anything. What they do is prompt the body to take care of itself in ways we simply couldn't imagine. And that's its purpose. And Kelly touched on this to some degree earlier. What it's doing is basically guiding the body to operate optimally. And, we have so many testimonials from people of healing all manner of things, including incurable diseases. Recently, I received a video from a woman actually who lives in Australia, Indian-born woman who had a has a teenage son who is autistic. He was severely autistic. He was nonverbal, he was violent, and he was just entering puberty. So that violence was becoming more of a threat, not only to him, but those around him. And I happened to come across her, I don't know, maybe it's a year and a half ago now, through business contact, and came to understand she had an autistic son. I said, I'm pretty confident that if he uses NanoSoma, that he will begin to recover from this condition. Well, she was a bit skeptical and very wary, spending a lot of money on natural supplements, which weren't making much difference. And so she tried it for herself and got her own health results and began to give it to her son. And after a year, he has gone from violent and nonverbal and extremely antisocial to being much calmer. He can now begin to put basic sentences together. He can count to five. He can sit and be taught in a lesson for 45 minutes. He is now emotionally aware of those around him. That's in a year, and it's a work in progress. You understand? He'll be fully healed. We have testimonials from people who have been suffering from multiple sclerosis, on and on and on. It's very interesting because what's happening here is that this little particle is connecting to our biology at a profound level, connects with every cell. We have 49 nuclear receptors in our cells. That's basically the software of our biology. Pretty much everything runs from there. And this little particle regulates all of those nuclear receptors. This is unheard of. Some of them have ways to be regulated, but most of them don't, other than this particle. And so let me give you a couple of examples. We're all, I think, familiar with the vitamin D receptor. We understand its role. The vitamin D receptor is important, very important in our immune system, and vitamin D turns it on. Well, it turns out this particle turns it on as well, but if the vitamin D receptor is overactive, which can happen, vitamin D can't do anything. But this little particle will turn it down. So, in the days of COVID, for example, we heard about cytokine storms turning up in the body. To have a cytokine storm in the body, you need to have an overactive vitamin D receptor. And so, if you're using NanoSoma, that can happen. You can't have a cytokine storm in your body. If you have issues with your thyroid, whether it be underactive or overactive, it's actually being dictated by the thyroid receptor. And so, again, the thyroid receptor will get regulated. So it doesn't care whether you've got hypo or hyperthyroidism, it gets resolved. If you've got type 2 diabetes, type 1 diabetes, these things get resolved by the body. And what's interesting is when you put this in the body, the body conducts a triage in the presence of this particle. And so if anything is life-threatening, it gets corrected first. I've seen situations where people have had extreme blood sugar or extreme blood pressure resolved literally overnight. We had one case of a woman who her blood sugar was so high, Raghu said he was surprised she wasn't in a coma. And she'd had extreme blood sugar at least since she was 8. I think she may have lost a leg along the way from the diabetes effects. She sprayed five sprays of NanoSoma in her mouth, went to bed, got up in the morning, and her blood sugar was normal. She had never seen normal blood sugar in her living memory. I've seen the same thing with blood pressure. But if it's only a little bit elevated, it can take 6 months or more to get resolved because it's not life-threatening. So there is a knowledge about our biology that's carried by this little particle. It's hard to imagine this, but that's what goes on. We have so many stories of people recovering from various issues. So let's go back to the nuclear receptors for a sec, though. That's not all it's about. The nuclear receptors produce our genes. And so, if you're using NanoSoma, the body is able to produce a replica, a perfect replica of the human genome, which in a sense comes back to what Lorraine Mill was describing. There are a cell in our bodies called the fibroblast cells. No one really knows what they do in the absence of NanoSoma, let me say. They do turn up in wound healing and play a role, but apart from that, they don't seem to do much. These cells don't have the nuclear receptors like other cells do. That is until you put NanoSoma in your body. And then those cells, which had no nuclear receptors, suddenly display all of the nuclear receptors, which means these cells turn into pluripotent stem cells, and they do that all over your body. Can you imagine that the body might be able to heal a few things? This happens in the brain as well. I have a wonderful testimonial from a dear friend of mine, an Italian friend, whose father had had quite advanced dementia. The last 2 years of testing, it hadn't got any worse, which for a a condition like that says you tells you it's about as bad as it's going to get. He had to be helped out of bed, helped to have a shower, helped to eat. He was in a pretty bad way. A year of use of NanoSoma 3 times a day, and they had a brain scan. I can't remember what they call that. I don't think it's an MRI, but something like that. And all of the areas of his brain that had been inactive were now active again. Another
Wow.
year of use, and his glaucoma, which he'd had, also went away. So after 2 years, he began to come under his own steam and have lunch every fortnight with my friend. It's extraordinary.
That
It's unheard of. People don't recover
is
from dementia or
right.
Alzheimer's or all of these things.
That
So,
is so great.
it really is profound. And the same applies on the surface of the body, particularly with the use of the gel, because, and by the way, what NanoSoma is it's 98% Swiss water. And it's very interesting. Again, we can get into the detail of it. I don't want to get too far here, but it turns out this product was actually described in an Indian spiritual text called the Rig Veda of 5600 BC. And in fact, its developer, who is Indian by birth, been in the States for 45 years or so now, spent time in the pharmaceutical industry before he got disillusioned and left. And so he has that connection to those traditions. And he needed to examine that definition, which is in Sanskrit, because it takes a very special water to make this product. You try and make it with any old water, it doesn't work. It has a very precise particle size. It's under 60 nanometers, but the size is plus or minus 1 nanometer. And if you make it with the wrong water or you mix anything with it, the particle size changes and it stops working. Get it right, and it's been stable on the shelf in Switzerland for 15 years.
I
So
wanted to touch, go ahead.
it takes the special water to make it. You need to use glacial melt water. The definition in the Rig Veda says you need to use the melt water of Mount Kailash, which is a mountain in Tibet, and which is sacred to the Hindus, considered to be the earthly home of Shiva. But it turns out glacial melt water is what you need to make it, and so it is made in Switzerland. And we source it in bulk out of Switzerland and ship it around the world. You wanted to ask me a question, Kelly?
Well, it's more just kind of commenting on what you're saying, the spiritual component, the Rig Veda, that ancient sacred text from India. It actually references soma, and that it's known to aid in spiritual elevation and longevity. And you have on your website. It's a page titled Spiritual Connection, and you reference
Yes.
a book by Robert E. Cox called The Elixir of Mortality. And he shared a translated portion of the Rig Veda's ancient text, and I just wanted to read it because it's so special. So this is ancient text that's been, I think it's Sanskrit that was translated, and this is what it
Yes.
says. The text says, "Soma, stretch out our lifespans so that we may live. Illumine us. Enter within us for our well-being. Lengthen our days as the sun causes the shining days to grow longer. It is you, O Soma, who guards our bodies. In each of our limbs, you have made your abode. Our weariness and pains are now far removed. The forces of darkness have fled in fear. Soma has surged within us mightily. We have reached our goal. Life is prolonged." And with that, I at some point, I know you might want to continue with the spiritual connection, the timeless parallels between the Rig Veda's description of Soma and our current understanding of nanosoma. But I know nanosoma has a profound effect on the aging process as well. And so, however you want to take that information, I'd love
I
to hear what you're.
will pick up that thread, Kelly, and
Run,
run
run.
with it. Most of your audience perhaps knows that the aging of our body occurs because when the cells divide, there is a little end on our genes on our chromosomes called the telomere. And when the cells divide, the telomere is not fully reproduced, which means gradually the cells stop reproducing. And that's why we age. When you use nanosoma, the telomeres start to grow back. So I haven't heard a result from Rago on this for a while, but he's now in his mid-70s, and his biological age is under 50 now. It's been tracking backwards. He was having it checked before the COVID nonsense, so and a lot of those services shut down. I'm not sure if any of them have started up again, but you could get it checked, and so his biological age went from low 50s to high 40s in 2 years. And he was at that time around 70. So he's been using it for a bunch of years. He says basically a year of use will reduce your biological age by 2 years or thereabouts. So it reverses the aging process.
That's
So if you use
amazing.
this throughout your life, you're going to hang around for a while.
And save money because you won't have to go buy those silly products on the shelf that don't work. They actually are made to make you buy more. So, and not do what they're intended to do. So that is amazing. I can attest to that whole everything you just said. I want to touch on the all the different issues and conditions. I mean, there's so many, and there's no one size fits all. I know I've offered, I presented nanosoma to many people, and they, of course, it's kind of a stretch. It's like, yeah, right, sure, and then there's some
I
that are
do
like,
understand people's reaction like that. I've
yeah, I
been
bet you
dealing with it for a
do.
long time.
And then there's the people that try it and maybe try a bottle. So maybe speak to that. It's
Yes, I
not
will.
a one and done. Yeah, go ahead.
There is a, in terms of experiencing it, you need to allow yourself and the product a little time. We recommend that people, when they first try it, buy 3 bottles to give yourself a chance, because it is about giving yourself a chance. Many people, when they first start using it, feel a significant boost in their energy. Not everybody, But it's a very common phenomenon. I have been working with a guy in Ecuador recently who's actually my video man. He's a gift in my life. He only makes videos for me, and he does an extraordinary job. And so I shipped some product for him to try, and he lives in a pretty elevated mountainous spot in Ecuador, and he found his energy level went up enormously, and he's bought himself a bike and he's riding around in this hilly place that he never imagined he could actually do. And the transformation in his energy levels have been extraordinary. So excited by what's happened to him in recent times. But the thing to get about Nanosoma, and we've been talking about healing. If you focus on healing, that's valuable, but it misses the point. The real point of Nanosoma and using it is that there are many systems in our bodies that are actually inactive in the absence of Nanosoma. And so it's like we are living life in a sense of playing Russian roulette. Sooner or later, something will come up and begin to impact our quality of life, because that's what happens. But if this is in your life, it isn't going to arise in the same way, because this is meant to be in your body. Let me give you an example of something that happens when you use Nanosoma, and this is not specifically related to your healing. We understand that we don't have the gene that produces vitamin C in our bodies. Most animals have a gene that converts glucose into vitamin C in their livers. We don't, primates don't, guinea pigs don't. I think that's about it. Maybe fruit bats, I'm not sure. And so, other animals, when they need high levels of vitamin C in their bodies for healing and so on, produce levels that you will not normally see in the human body. But it turns out that vitamin C is considered by the body to be an endogenous compound. Endogenous means the body expects to make it for itself. How can that be when it hasn't had the gene for millions of years? And the reason I say this is because if you can dose yourself up with huge volumes of vitamin C, but the reality is the body will only tolerate a certain level. A connection I can give you with this is if you take someone who needs to take insulin for type 2 diabetes, they need to take something like 20 times the amount of insulin that the body uses for itself of its own insulin. In other words, there's a difference between the body's own endogenous insulin and the insulin we can give it. Nobody knows what the difference is, but the body does. And the same turns out to be true for vitamin C, and so it'll throw most of it away. It turns out the body has another mechanism in the presence of Nanosoma where it can take the oxidized vitamin C in your body from the food that you eat and turn it back into vitamin C. And when it does that, the body can generate levels of vitamin C when it needs to that you will never get from any form of supplementation. It's extraordinary. Raghu's published the papers on this. And by the way, this, even though this is a food, it's patented across 80% of the global population because the results you get from this nano form are unpredictable from the coarse form of polycosanol that you begin with. Transformative. So this little particle triggers the body to produce its own vitamin C. And that happens, whether you're unwell or whether you're well. And so really, when you understand this, prevention is, we've heard that expression, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. It's like that. Really, if you're in good health, five sprays once a day in your mouth is all you need. But it's playing that supportive role. It's firing up our whole biology in ways that we don't understand is not fired up until you begin to use it. So, it's a trap to think it's just about healing because it is not. I have my in my vision, and things have to change in our world for this to happen, but in my vision, everybody who survives the extraordinary time we are living through, I'm a deeply spiritual guy first, I will say to you, this product came to me. I didn't go looking for it. And I have another set of products that also came to me, which are about this time. And so these products, my vision is that within 10 years, we'll see how that works out. Everybody in the world that survives this time we are living through will use these products because they will understand their role. They are so profoundly important to our health and healing. And that will come. A lot of things have to change for that to be going. But in my view, someone today in India who has in Africa who has no money, or indeed in India, deserves this product as much as those today who can buy it. Now, things, as I said, have to change for that to happen. But that's my vision.
That's so beautiful.
Everybody.
I share in that. That's exactly why I brought you on. I share in that vision with you. So thank you to for just being who you are and being here at this moment and just stepping up and presenting this to everyone. I honor you, and it's a privilege to be with you. There's also before we go away from this area, this topic area, there's a suggested, excuse me, there's a suggested startup protocol for, varying ages and health conditions, but there's something referred to what's called a healing crisis, and I'd love for you to explain what a healing crisis is for those that may experience one when they start taking it.
Yes, it's not unusual when people begin to use natural healing products to experience a healing crisis. It's not unique to NanoSoma by any measure. I used to sell other supplementary products years ago on my journey, and I would have to warn people about those as well. And so what's happening is, when you begin to use the product, your body begins to heal. And it might trigger, let's as the words say, a healing crisis where you feel a lot worse, let's say, before you get better. In fact, we have a there are some photographs from a woman who realized what was happening, and so she took a series of photographs of her face because as she began to use it, her face broke out in all these incredibly angry looking spots. And they got worse, and one eye almost closed up, but she understood what was happening. And so, she kept recording it, and over about 3 weeks, I think, it completely cleared. And so it goes from being looking unwell to this extraordinary process. And that's just one example of what can happen. Another example where this can come up is with shingles. You may, if you have had shingles, as you use NanoSoma, you may have the most powerful outbreak of shingles you've ever had in your life, but it will be the last one. Because it's clearing whatever causes shingles to be cleared from your body once and for all. There are other conditions like that that I've seen similar results with. Herpes is another one where I've seen that show up. So that's what a healing crisis is, and it can take many forms. I've had experiences with people where they were so unwell on so many levels that beginning to use the product had made them extremely unwell. And so the starting point for most people is five sprays once a day. I've had to back some people off to taking a cotton bud and taking the top off the bottle, dipping the cotton bud in the liquid, and put a drop on one wrist and do that for 1 or 2 weeks. Just that, and that's enough. After they've done that for, let's say, 2 weeks, they can then tolerate one spray a day and then gradually work their way up. I will tell you, the standard healing protocol that we recommend is five sprays 4 times a day. When they can get to five sprays 4 times a day, I promise you, they are so excited. It's just, it's so humbling to watch this and support them through that process. I've done it several times now. And so it can be quite extreme if your health is that bad, and I assure you, some people's health is pretty off track. That's the healing crisis story. There are a number of protocols. If you're young and healthy, five sprays once a day is all you need. If you are, let's say, over 50, we recommend that you start with initially five sprays once a day for let's say a week or so, and then use five sprays 4 times a day for one bottle, which will take about a week, and then five sprays twice a day for a second bottle, which will obviously take you about 2 weeks, then settle it into five sprays once a day. That's it. But if you have a health issue of some sort, of any type, we recommend you stay on five sprays 4 times a day until whatever that condition is healed. So let's take that woman I was talking about with multiple sclerosis. She was on that protocol for well over a year. The young autistic boy I was talking about, he's staying on five sprays 4 times a day. For now, he could probably start to back it off now, but he's used five sprays, or his mother's used five sprays 4 times a day with him for a year, and the results are very clear to see. And interestingly, occasionally, it's been found that some stubborn condition just doesn't seem to move. And this has come from users of the products. They said, we had a group of us who had a couple of conditions that weren't clearing. So we tried using five sprays every hour for 12 hours. It fixed the problem. I can't explain it to you. I can only tell you what they reported. So that's turned up in our protocols. And there's one more that I will add. If you've had the jabs from COVID and have come to regret it, and many people have, and if you're alert, you will know that there are significant downsides emerging in people's lives from that, and that is, let's say, that is no surprise to me. I could be more forthright, but that will do. The protocol we have for that, which has come from the consciousness of Nana Soma herself, because she works with us. That
I love
protocol is
that.
five sprays every 4 hours for 7 days. Done. Takes a couple of bottles, but it's done. And it can be transformative for people. We have testimonials and file of testimonials from people who use NanoSoma to basically save their lives in the early days when people were getting jabbed and finishing up in hospital on at death's door in some cases. And
Yep, that was my
they
mom.
were set free. Perfect story. Yes. Your body will clear all of this stuff out. Again, it's not meant to be on your body. The body will be prompted to heal and cure and clear everything that does not represent optimal health. Raghu says it prompts the body to clear heavy metals. We've seen the evidence of it. Parasites are cleared. On and on and on and on. It is
Yeah,
truly
I've heard.
profound.
Yeah, thank you. I've heard Raghu say that there's no pathological bacteria, yeast, or fungus that it's been tested against that it doesn't trigger the body to heal. Like
Correct.
thousands of them. That's
So,
amazing.
he had a lab put a sample of it on the windowsill in a lab in India. You know, it's pretty warm in India. Was there for a year, nothing grew. And I
Wow.
started to talk about using the gel. The gel
Yes. Yeah. Say a little
has the
bit
same
more about the other
efficacy.
two. Sorry.
Has the same efficacy as the spray, but it's much more practical for topical use. You understand? You spray water on your skin, it runs off. And so putting it in a gel form is much more practical. So let's say you've cut yourself and you put the gel on. Firstly, Raghu says it's a more powerful pain reliever than morphine. So the pain goes away. Secondly, it triggers, as you're pointing out, it's effectively extremely powerful disinfectant. So any contamination of the wound is immediately cleared. But I come back to what I said about the relate what happens with the word's gone out of my head, the cells that don't have any nuclear receptors that they turn up in the wound, and so these cells, in the presence of NanoSARM, become pluripotent stem cells in the wound. You might imagine it heals up in a hurry, and it
Yeah.
does. It's incredible. People are blown away by how things clear up. We had an experience. My team attended an event in New York a few weeks ago, which was a kind of health healing conference and presentations and so on. And one of the organizers was a chef. And so he had blisters on his hand and nicks and cuts and stuff, and he was struggling with it. And the lady who's now running my business, the CEO of the business, Becky, was there, and she said, "Here, put some gel on it." And he came back, an hour or two later, he said, "I can't believe this stuff. The pain's completely gone. Those blisters have pretty much healed up. Those cuts I had on my hand, I can see they're already healing." He said, "I'm blown away by this stuff." And that's not an uncommon story. There's a woman here in Australia who used it with her mother, who was fairly elderly, and she had a skin graft, and the area where the skin graft was taken from wasn't healing. And it was almost a year since that had been done. It was getting pretty angry. So you put the gel on it, it healed up in a week. Gone, finished, all over.
Wow.
So many stories like
Beautiful.
this. Insect bites heal up in the same way. Acne, eczema, psoriasis, all these things, the body corrects in the presence of this stuff. And
Fantastic. That is so good.
the cream is primarily designed for the face because we have different skin on our faces, as most of us recognize. So if you put the gel on your face, it's a little drying. But the cream is beautiful on the face, and it has no oil in it. It's a water-based cream. So you put it on and it just disappears. And you may be aware that the word's going out of my head. What is the stuff that fills out our face?
Oh, aloe.
This No, not aloe. The natural stuff that fills out our skin and causes
Collagen.
wrinkles
Oh,
and stuff.
collagen.
Collagen. That's the word.
Collagen.
Thank you very
Ding, ding,
much.
ding, ding, ding.
The production of collagen requires vitamin C, and so most of the skin creams and so on, the expensive ones, are chock full of vitamin C, trying to promote that process. Well, if you think what I said earlier about vitamin C, this product doesn't have any vitamin C in it, but what it does is promotes the production of vitamin C in the cells of the skin on your face. We have before and after shots of a woman, about 50 odd, who had fine line details on her face. 2 weeks later, they were gone. So If you try this, there's a good chance you'll fall in love with it.
Yes, I do use the cream, and it is just so there's no other product on the market that feels like it does when it's on my face. And like you said, it's water-based, so it just goes right in. And because our skin is the biggest organ of our body, I feel, if you're taking the sprays, you got the cream, it's just like all hands on deck. But the
Yes.
effects of the cream are just fantastic, amazing. So I highly recommend all three of the products. So thank you for explaining the three different types and how they work. I really appreciate that.
No problem. There's another couple of places where the cream is good in my experience. Some people say if you've got a scar, that the cream is the best because it helps to soften the scar as well, so I promote it in that way. And I'll tell you something I do. I actually put it on my feet. It softened up
Oh, good one.
my gnarly old feet a great deal.
That's so good. I just want to say, everything costs money, and so does NanoSoma. And the vision of having everybody have it is brilliant, and I want that. But I would say, don't let the cost get in the way, because the money you save in the end, all the GP visits and the hospital visits, and it's a no-brainer. Like it's
Really.
people that are into supplements are doing the same thing anyway, and you can get rid of the supplements. So to me,
That's true.
it's amazing that
Yeah.
people would consider that a hurdle.
One of the reasons that Raghu says that you don't need the supplements anymore is because when the one of the things that happens as you use this product is the product enters a balanced state called homeostasis. And when it's in homeostasis, he says, the body becomes like a heat-seeking missile looking for the nutrients that it needs. So even though the nutritional levels in our foods have dropped somewhat, that's still not a barrier when you're eating reasonable food and using NanoSoma. The body will find what
Exactly.
it needs.
Exactly. That's so good. And just the fact that NanoSoma is it's what is perfect right now, because we keep saying go within, and it's not outside yourself. It is actually working with the wisdom of the body, the innate inherent wisdom of the body, to do what it's
Yes,
designed to do. So it's
and
beautiful.
it's not just limited to the physical body. It's important to understand this. Raghu's Vedic astrologer says to him that this works across 14 dimensions. I can't
Wow.
imagine what 14 dimensions is, but I will
Right.
tell you, it has a significant impact on the emotional body and mental health and so on. It is extraordinary in that regard. I actually did a round table event with some allopathic doctors who've discovered it and embraced it. And one of those is primarily a psychiatrist in as her practice. And so she's been getting people off their psychiatric medications and so on, but she is also pretty aware. She can see their energy fields, and she sees the changes occurring in their energy field before it turns up in the physical body.
Wow, that is so cool. Unfortunately, we only got a few minutes left. It's
That's
just,
okay.
I know I could chat with you a long time, but just the perfection that how it enhances the body's inherent capacity for regeneration is just fantastical and amazing. And again, if you would like more information on NanoSoma, or if you'd like to try it, please go to bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly and just scroll down to the bottom of my program page. Well, you're going to find all the links there, even a link to the spiritual connection information that we spoke about. Gosh, Richard, it's just been such a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much for joining me. I know there's a plethora of other things you could talk about and say about the product, but I think we've given pretty good overview of why it's so important and why it's so pertinent and relevant to this time in our
Yes.
ascension process, don't you?
I will simply say it costs you less than a cup of coffee per day. So if you
Woo,
put it
that's
in
a
that
good one.
perspective,
Yeah, just stop going through the
have it in your
Starbucks
life.
drive-through. Yeah, I bet.
Absolutely. Have
That's
it in
so
your life.
good. That is so good. I love that. Well, thank you so much again for joining me. You have helped so many
Kelly,
people.
thank you for inviting me. I appreciate the opportunity to come and spend time with you and perhaps make some of your audience a little more aware of these extraordinary products. I didn't create them. I feel honored to be able to share them with the world.
Well, like you said, they came to you.
They
And
did.
if you would, I'd love to invite you back to talk about the other products that you have. We don't have time to get
Happy
into it,
to.
but that would be
Happy to.
fantastic. Yeah. Sleep well, my friend. I know you're up very, very late.
Thank you, Kelly. I certainly will.
Yeah, thank you again. So thank you, BBS Radio, everyone listening. I'll be back with you in 2 weeks on Saturday, July 5th at 10 a.m. Central. And next up is Unstoppable Love with my beautiful angel soul sisters, Lauren and Zosha. So see you in 2 weeks, everyone. And I hope you all have the most beautiful day. Blessings and love, all my love.